The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. As followers of our Lord, we're called again to always move through the world differently than non-believers. Remember, we are different than our family members who have no faith, our neighbors who don't believe in anything, our friends and family who don't go to church. We live differently. And where this shines more powerfully is that we're called not to have fear. Fear. I know so oftentimes so many people come to me, Father, this war, this, that, politics, this, that, whatever. You leave it up to the big guy, all right? You leave it up to God. Unless you're on the political level, unless you actually have decision-making power that can change entire courses of history, then you worry about it, because then it's your job. But if you're just your average person, just trying to survive, love your family, go to church on Sunday, you leave it up to the big guy. That's all you got to do. Why? How do we know this? That's why it's be students of the word, be students of church history. And it's abundantly clear. God has got it. God is in control. The beautiful God who manifested beauty for the entire universe, who put every single minute detail to make sure everything runs. This same God created you and I. And if we live in fear, it's a big sign that we're not doing this right. Look at the first reading today. Again, why? I'll prove my point. A severe persecution, we're told, breaks out in the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered to the countryside of Judea and Samaria except the apostles. Again, the church were under attack. Friends, family members killed for their faith. Do we have reason, if we were alive back then, to be fearful? Absolutely. Again, these apostles would said, yeah, Bob was just beheaded. Cindy was just crucified. My goodness, I'm scared. But watch what happens next, because remember, big guy in control. Devout men, Stephen, made a loud lament. Saul, meanwhile, it says, again, all these major figures of the early church, look at this Saul. This very Saul who had people killed trying to destroy the church, no matter how powerful he was. Again, he had all the religion, secular power of that time period, and yet he can do nothing. And we know what would happen to Saul. Because who was Saul? Paul. He would be our greatest Catholic evangelist. The same one that once persecuted us, now in God's great plan, turned them. And fundamentally, why are we not afraid? Because Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. You can even switch that and say, whoever believes in me will never fear. I have a plan, Jesus says. And you Christians, you disciples, don't worry about it. This is my church. I know what I'm doing. And we all got to do is just sit back, pray our rosaries, love our neighbor, come to Mass, listen to the voice of the Lord. All right, God, what do you want me to do with my life? And we just move through the world with a joyful smile on our face. Because the big guy's got it.